This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Vastly inferior. This is your IGN review of Homeworld, Vast Reaches, by Dan Stapleton. After an 8-year drought, it initially seemed miraculous that we're suddenly getting two Homeworld games almost at once, Homeworld 3 and Homeworld Vast Reaches, which is launching as a MetaQuest exclusive before coming to PC VR at some point in the future. But rather than serving as a reinvention of the series designed specifically for VR, Homeworld Vast Reaches is more of an unsatisfying appetizer. Its single-player campaign is short-lived and simple to a fault, and it left me hungrier for tactically substantial, cool-looking space battles than I was when I began. Through series authentic animatic cutscenes and narration, we're told a story that respectably fills in some of the blanks of what happened between the end of Homeworld and the beginning of Homeworld 2. The Higarans must fend off a faction of techno-fetishist bureaucrats, attempting to hold them to some obscure interstellar fine print they never agreed to, which makes these villains kind of silly, but also easy to hate. It's also a distinctive spin on Homeworld lore that the new commander of the mothership, who's taken over for the retired Karan Sajent, is from a different Kith, Higarin family. She has a more aggressive style of leadership, and their interactions as Karan teaches her the ropes build both their characters. There was even one moment in the story that surprised me, though the impact of that major event is a little subdued by the fact that there's no change to gameplay in the following missions, so it doesn't feel as pivotal as I'd hoped when it happened. But between that and the signature music, the Homeworld atmosphere is in full effect. As far as actually controlling your fleet, though, Vast Reaches is fairly underwhelming. Rather than do anything interesting that couldn't have been done in a traditional Homeworld game, it disappointingly simplifies the mechanics that came before it, and that nuance isn't replaced by anything VR-specific. Instead of building and commanding individual ships or squadrons, you're given between 3 and 6 control groups that you literally plop ships into, so all ships in a group are controlled as one, and units will gradually materialize into them no matter where they are on the map. That's not an inherently bad system, since it's often effectively not too far off from how I handle control groups in other real-time strategy games, but it's undermined by the way battles play out. Specifically, combat in Vast Reaches' 11-mission campaign moves at a fast pace. Way too fast, in a lot of cases. This is mostly a problem because ships start popping like balloons in a cactus patch, with frigates and even destroyers vanishing with blink-and-you'll-miss-it explosion effects less than 5 seconds after coming under fire from barely visible weapon effects. I also noticed a frequent hitch, not in the frame rate, thankfully, but ships would freeze in space for half a second when a firefight began. The campaign isn't terribly lengthy, taking me about 6 to 8 hours. That wouldn't be a huge issue, except for the fact that once you've burned through it, there's nothing more to do. There's no multiplayer or even a skirmish mode to play against the AI to see who can kill the other's mothership first, so the only place you can mess around with all of the ships, including battlecruisers, is the final campaign mission, and that one's on a timer. There are 2 higher difficulty levels to run through, but that's all. Homeworld Vast Reaches is less a virtual reality reinvention of this legendary space RTS than it is an unsatisfying light version for the MetaQuest 2 and 3. It has a respectable story with interesting characters and villains that fit in nicely with the classic Homeworld vibe, but there's nothing here that wouldn't have worked just as well, or significantly better, on PC. It's extremely fragile. Ships explode in seconds without fanfare and lack much of their signature detail, and while the simplified control group system is an okay idea for managing fleets of ships, it does rob Homeworld of a lot of the nuance that made its space battles so memorable, which leaves them feeling repetitive. Once you're done with the 6 to 8 hours of campaign missions, you'll have harvested every resource available here. Homeworld Vast reaches IGN's score, 5. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest updates on this game and more, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.